Hello, and welcome to Graveyard Dirt's mini-sode, Rave in the Grave. I'm Zoe, and I'm a witch.
I'm Andrew. I'm not.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about things that we're digging, things that we want to bury, and I have a starting question for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, Andrew, have you ever witnessed, felt, seen, heard a spirit here at our house?
No.
Great conversation.
But sometimes when I'm outside at night and it's dark, and it gets spooky. I don't think that's like at our house. That's just in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this like my brother where he 100% experiences all these things, but if you ask him, he's like, nope, didn't happen. Talking about it. Or is this like genuine, just happen to have those experiences?
Not at this house, but at your parents' house. Pretty sure it's haunted.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any specific experience there, or you're just like, nope, there's ghosts?
It feels weird sometimes.
What does it feel weird? Can you?
It's scary. Spooky. Like I close my eyes and I feel like someone's watching me. And I open my eyes and it's just dark. So I'm sure there is someone watching me.
Okay. But you still go there.
Yes. But I don't like being alone there.
Interesting.
Because it's spooky.
Because it's spooky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you?
Have I?
At this house.
100%.
That's good.
Do I elaborate or will that scare you?
Probably scare me. So when I'm done here, you can get back on and record some stuff. And I won't listen to it when I splice the clips together. Okay.
Are you just expecting to move on now?
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I will save my story for another episode.
Where I'm not here. No. Oh, okay.
You will be here.
I'll be there. Or out there. Or over there.
Wait a minute. You've experienced Lou here.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if I've experienced Lou here. You say that, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The basement's a little bit weird. It's weird that there's a lock on this side of the door.
Wouldn't it be weird if there was a lock on the other side of the door?
No.
But that would mean that somebody's locking themselves in the basement.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be weird.
Why wouldn't I lock myself in the basement?
Why would you lock yourself in the basement?
I don't know. Like a safe room?
No.
It's weird that there's a lock on this side of the door. Why are we locking someone in the basement?
We're not locking someone in the basement. The door probably just doesn't stay shut.
The door stays shut. And there's a lock on it.
Well.
A deadbolt lock.
You know?
Why? No, I don't. Some weird stuff.
It is a pretty old basement. It's one of those spooky basements.
They used to keep someone down there.
No, they did not.
Have you seen the Goonies?
I've seen the Goonies.
Sloth.
Sloth is not in your basement, I promise you.
No, not in this basement. Not now. Back in the day.
Anyways, why don't we cheer you up with something you're digging?
Cool. I'm digging music.
Yes.
Yeah, ever since me and the kids went somewhere in the car, I was like, hey, how about you pick out a CD? So I've just been going through my old CDs. I was listening to like Under Oath and POS, and we didn't quite listen to Seosin. He likes Disturbed. Yeah, we were listening to Indestructible. That was a good one.
I'd like to preface Georgia, this with all of our children being under the age of 5.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, they love like I think it's called post hardcore. I think that's the music genre that it generally is. Yeah. And it's really good. I'm enjoying it. And Bless the Fall, I just put in. I got some All That Remains and Good Charlotte, of course, one of the best bands ever. And there's this one. My neighbor used to take drum lessons from a guy in a band called Stealing December.
Okay.
So I have their CD. And I think it was like the only CD they ever put out. It was like an EP or something like that. My daughter loves it because it's sparkly and blue.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
Yeah. So that's what I'm digging right now. And I'm getting more into like the music I used to listen to when I was a kid. Because like
now it's nostalgic to you.
It's nostalgic, but also all of those bands have put out more stuff that's like just been getting progressively better.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just like so much more stuff to listen to. And I don't know what kind of music I was listening to before.
What do you mean?
Like the past 5 years. A lot of Young Buck.
I know what you've been listening to the past 5 years. It's called electronic jazz.
No, but I do like some good electronic jazz. Like Acorn something. Yeah, there's some good electronic jazz out there. Yeah, it's good. Makes you want to dance. Yeah. Oh, and Eskimo Callboy.
Yes, you just watched a documentary on that.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of documentaries recently about bands. So, what are you digging?
I'm really digging, and it's interesting, I'm really digging incantation writing recently.
Okay.
So, like, I love me a good reference book.
Oh, yeah.
I love me a good spell book that has, like, a bunch of content that I can, like, pull through and, like, dissect and dig and, like, use. I love those. But I also really love creating my own spell work as well and viewing my own energy into it and just kind of, like, figuring that process out.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that I struggled with the most was that I really like incantations, but I really struggled to read that, to, like, write them. I'm a rhyming girly.
Sure.
Which was my issue. So when I was a freshman in high school, I took a songwriting class, like a songwriting course. And my issue is that I wanted all my songs to rhyme.
Yeah.
That's how a song went in my mind, which was interesting because like I listen to plenty of music and they don't rhyme their lyrics regularly. But I was so stuck on it. And my teacher was so frustrated with me. He was like, it doesn't need to rhyme. That's not what we're doing here. But I had to have it rhyme. And I couldn't like figure out how to like make the words make sense without the rhyming.
Okay.
Anyways, incantations, I love it because I can rhyme.
There you go. Okay, I see. I think the other thing about music is that also because I watched a lot of documentaries about different bands, right? Like, so not only will they like say something, but it's like an homage to somebody else or like a throwback to somebody else, or they'll like pronounce something differently. Eminem is really good at that. I know you don't like Eminem.
But anyways, yeah, I've just really been enjoying writing incantations.
And rhyming like, incantations.
Yes, and kind of finding just like my groove. And like, I don't know, I just feel like something's clicked recently and I'm just really enjoying it.
Nice. I'm glad for you. Yeah. Congrats.
All right. What are we burying?
Don't say it like that. I'm kind of like turning a new page in my life. Kind of.
Okay.
Because I just finished the last book I was working on.
Oh.
So it's not really like I'm upset, like I'm burying something. It's like moving forward, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So
are you moving on to a new series or just a new book?
Book number four in the series.
Book number four.
Yes. Halfway through. Right. Like that song. Whoa. We're halfway there. Whoa.
I'm pretty sure
reading a different book. Yeah, no, I'm stoked about it because the other one ended crazily. So Loth like disappeared. So they're like went down into the abyss, knocked on her door, and she didn't answer. And then the cleric that they had with them opened up a gate to another like abyssal plane, and then Loth's son showed up and then like grew like three sizes that day, like the Grinch, with a giant halberd and just started hacking at like the temple of Loth and was like talking smack. It was crazy. It was crazy.
And this all happened in my 15-minute lunch break.
This all happened in like the last two pages of the book. I was like,
give away.
Okie doke. Well,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert if you're going to read it. War of the Spider Queen, book three.
Shit goes down.
Yeah, yeah. Shit hits the fan. So yeah, that's what I'm kind of burying, but also kind of digging. So it's tough. What about you? Are you burying things these days? Other than bottles of like fingernails?
So
in the front yard?
I am burying how hard it is to find metaphysical supplies just in our area. I know that there's other areas that like there's more metaphysical shops and like it's easier to find these things and easier to find botanicas and all stuff. It is so hard here, which sounds really funny because like that's why I started an online metaphysical shop, because like there's nothing here, so I'm providing it so that I get that I'm the solution, but I'm frustrated.
But you're also the problem.
No, I also have the problem.
Yes.
And it's hard being the solution to your own problem.
Yeah.
Because like I still need the supplies.
I don't want to make it.
But no, I don't mind making things, but there's just some things that like I'm not looking for my version. I'm looking for a specific version, mm-hmm. specific brand, specifically candles recently.
So what are we going to do about this?
What do you mean?
How do we find a new shop? Do we like...
We don't. I just have to continue to work, and someday I will find a wonderful, amazing little old lady that wants to be my angel investor, and she will buy me a cottage and I will turn it into the most amazing metaphysical coffee shop with a vinyl record store in the basement.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Right now. So someday, years from now, that'll be like episode season
5.
Yep, whatever this is.
Yeah.
She said it.
Nice. We gotta get some more records, especially now I'm getting into older music.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they made records in that time period.
Some of them do. There's a whole like punk section.
Like late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Well, I know your dad was upset because he was looking for records that they like, there was like a brick of time where they were just not making records. Oh, yeah. Everything moved over like to CDs.
And the reason he could never find anything on his list is because they're not actually vinyl records.
They're it's not real like records. Yeah.
But yeah, so most recently I was looking for just an orange candle. Well, actually, specifically, I was looking for a road opener candle, but I wanted the Indio brand. Couldn't find it. Couldn't find a different brand. So then I went to I Will Make It, mm-hmm. like you said.
Yeah, I seemed to. Like
orange candle.
Crayons.
Couldn't find it. Couldn't find an orange candle anywhere. So I ended up melting down a white candle, and then I threw in some Crayola orange crayons.
Yeah.
And I did it. I made an orange candle.
There you go.
And it reminds me of the Flintstone push pops, the like Sherbert Flintstone push pops from the 90s. You're giving me faces. You're older than me.
I don't think that's a thing. I'll believe you. This one time.
Oh my gosh. Well, it looks just like
but now you owe me a push pop.
Mm. They're like creamy and good, but they always like made a mess because they were in that like plastic tube that you had to like push.
Huh.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. No, but it sounds cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it was sherbet, so it was like super melty, and you were like, why is this in like popsicle form?
I do love a good sherbet. What's the difference between sherbet and sorbet? Isn't it like one's made with cream and one's made with milk?
Mm-hmm. No. Sorbet shouldn't have any dairy in it. Sherbet has dairy in it.
That's what it is. I love sherbet. Like the rainbow one, get like the pink and the orange. Man, I could go for like a gallon of that. Yeah.
And on that note, next week we have our full episode where we'll talk about things that I come up with.
Yep. Probably music, because I'll still be on that kick next week.
No.
You think I'm going to give up?
Well, yeah, you have a fun fact that you're going to share with us. And we're going to be moving into, like, spooky season, so expect lots of fun stuff coming up.
Mini fun fact.
Yes.
What was it? After the 4th of July, I think it was? Yeah. That's when everything switched over to Halloween, which seems crazy, but, like, there are no holidays between 4th of July and Halloween.
Spooky season forever.
Like, the next one after that is the November one, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Nothing between those two. That's why we've seen Halloween stuff all summer.
I guess, yeah.
Is that wild?
See, my brain's having an issue because I have in my brain like the wheel of the year. So I'm like, what are you talking about? We have built it. Like, we had all these holidays.
Are they consumer holidays?
No.
No. No. But anyway, we'll talk about that next week when we talk about Halloween.
Okay. All right, friends. Until then, bye.
Later, Gator.